And the 1-2 pitch hit in the air and deep to center field. Rasmus goes back, but he's not going to have a play. This one is gone. Number 20 on the year. A two-run drive, and the Texas Rangers come back from down 2 in the 13th inning and win it on a two-run home run by Josh Hamilton. An 8-7 Texas win to make it two straight here in the series, and the Rangers are jubilant at home plate.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't they be? Down 2-0, or down 4-2 going into the bottom of the sixth, down 7-5 going into the bottom of the 13th. The Rangers take advantage of the fact that the Blue Jays just ran out of rocks. No pitchers left. So they had to go to Ryota Igarashi. He was terrible. So they went to Jason Fraser, who threw a bad pitch, and Josh Hamilton hit it a mile. And Texas wins it 8-7 in 13 innings. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance. 1-888-666-0590. The Twitter sphere has gone insane with this Blue Jays loss. Not unexpected. Especially when there are controversial decisions involved in these sorts of games. And the controversial decisions were two for John Farrell. A, why go to Ryota Igarashi? And two, why pitch to Josh Hamilton? And the answers, I believe, why go to Igarashi? Because he didn't want to go to Jason Fraser. And because there was no one, because he didn't want to go to Kyle Drabek. Fraser had pitched 2 days in a row. He gave up the grand slam yesterday in a long inning. Igarashi had only pitched 1 day in a row. And while he's not the very obviously superb choice in this situation, you got a two-run lead, and you got to see if a guy can avoid having an ERA of 18. And he couldn't. Ryota Igarashi now, in one inning of work in the major leagues this season, has given up 4 runs on 5 hits with 2 walks. And I have a feeling he is going to be headed down back to Las Vegas pretty soon. The Blue Jays are going to need relievers. Tomorrow, you can't use Darren Oliver. You probably can't use Casey Jansen. You definitely can't use Jason Fraser. They're going to need to make some moves for some reinforcements for that finale. And it would surprise me if Igarashi wasn't one going the other way. Let's get to your calls. We start with Raptorized John, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. John, release your frustrations.
Yo, Mike, this is like a really, really devastating loss, man. This one really, really hurts, man. You know, but tell me, is anybody going to talk to this umpire about throwing out
In the sixth inning? No, nobody's going to talk to him about it. But it didn't do anything. Alvarez had one more out left in him probably, and that was it. And, yeah, it was a horrible call. It was ridiculous. It's brutal that umpires are doing that, but that's not the crux of this game right now.
Yeah, but, you know, the way things hang out, VJ will finish the inning, you know, it means that one of our pitchers doesn't have to come in that early, right? But anyway,
Alvarez probably wasn't coming back out for the seventh anyway.
Yeah, well, maybe he wasn't, but you know how things are with this thing, man. But just didn't make any sense and looked totally ridiculous on his umpire, you know?
Yep.
I mean, but, like, this loss really hurts, man. I mean, like, I'm sitting up here jumping up and down. Yeah, we 2 runs ahead and, you know, going into the that last inning, and I'm thinking, no, not this guy again. And then what's the first thing he does is give up a double, man. I mean, I don't know about pitching to Josh. You know, I hear what you said, but you know, I would have threw him nothing. I guess that's hittable. You know, when I got 2 strikes on him, you know, make him hit something in the dirt. Don't jump. You know, don't go in there and groove or something. You know, you got 2 strikes on him. You know?
I don't know. It's dangerous, too, to do that. Throw him stuff in the dirt because then ball skips by and all of a sudden you just need a sacrifice fly to tie the game. It's tough, and I appreciate the call. It's tough. But I think, you know, as much as people say, oh, he's going to hit a home run, you know he's going to hit a home run. How's he not going to hit a home run? He's got 20 home runs this year. But he's hitting a home run every 8-9 trips. It's not like the guy hits a home run every time he comes to the plate, and it's not ever like odds are that he's going to hit a home run in any given at bat. So I don't think you put the winning run on base. I really don't. I mean, he was 0 for 5 or 1 for 5 to that point in the game. And in 194 plate appearances, he's hit 19 home runs. So one time every 10 trips, he's going to go deep. He's not guaranteed to go deep enough that with a guy who's running on fumes, you want to put the winning run on the board. Jeff is in Fergus listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Jeff, frustrate away.
Oh, thank you, buddy. No, listen, I called in a couple weeks ago, buddy, and I was talking to you about Escobar at a leadoff spot. He got taken out of the leadoff spot, but he was in the second spot where you said he should be. He's starting to deliver. I like that. You were right about that. Good old Escobar, buddy. But listen, it's very evident. I wanted to give the Blue Jays 50 games or so. I've been watching them from the start of the season. They said, let's give the bullpen a chance to prove themselves. I know Anthopoulos went out. I know he spent $10 or $15 million on the bullpen. He brought in Oliver, brought in Sergio Santos. I know Sergio Santos is on the DL. But Cordero and those guys, it is very evident throughout this part of the season that they can't get the job done.
Cordero has pitched 8 straight times without giving up a run.
The hell, no, forget Cordero, buddy. No, I still remember what happened in Oakland. That guy is unacceptable.
Right. The Blue Jays bullpen pitched 6 1/3 shutout innings against the best offense in Major League Baseball today until they got to the guys who they didn't want to use because they were tired.
And what'd they do last night?
The bullpen wasn't the problem last night.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy.
What, buddy?
We'll agree to disagree on the bullpen. I think Toronto's bullpen, I'm the number one fan, I think Toronto's bullpen is absolutely awful. I think that they have the worst bullpen in the league.
You're not even close to remotely being in the neighborhood of being correct, but you're the number one fan, so that's good.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll just finish up real quick there, buddy.
Yep.
The bullpen... Not for me. I don't agree with it. There's a couple guys in there that do a fine job.
Okay, Jeff, that's the fifth time you said that. If you have something else, go ahead. If not, we'll move on.
All right. But if the Blue Jays happen to get on a good winning streak and the bats start coming around, they better go out and get somebody because in the ninth inning, there's no faith whatsoever in Toronto's bullpen.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I understand that you're hung up on the bullpen. You need to understand that the bullpen, again, threw 6 1/3 shutout innings against the best offense in baseball today before they turned it over to the two tired guys that they wanted to avoid at all costs and lost a game. Paul is in Toronto. Paul, welcome to the Blue Jays talk. I understand frustration, but at least get the facts straight.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. You're on the radio and stuff.
Right, sorry about that. So, listen, first off, I'd like to thank you for taking my call. I spoke to you last week. Always a great discussion on the radio. Love it.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Now, I'm sure that all of the listeners agree with me when I say this. This was a stomach punch loss, and really, I know it's a learning experience for a team, but when is it enough, Mike? I feel like with a guy like Josh Hamilton up to bat, and you've already mentioned that Jason Frazier is running on fumes. There's an open bag at first. If you don't want to intentionally walk the guy a second time around, then pitch inside to him. If you hit him, you hit him. I mean, set it up so that we can try to get a double play out of it with Beltre coming up the bat. I know it's the big bad Texas Rangers, but still, with a guy like Jason Frazier, who's not having the greatest season, at least he's a capable pitcher. Right, Mike? If John Farrell honestly managed the game a little bit more aggressive earlier on in the game, I feel like the game doesn't even go that far into the extra innings.
How so?
We have Davis on the bench, right? He's a weapon. When Encarnacion got on base, I felt like we should pinch ran for him right there and then.
You mean Aaron Sebia in the seventh?
Right. So, I apologize for that.
That's okay.
So, if you have Rajay Davis on the bench with the kind of speed that he does, he'll try to create, wreck some havoc on the base pass because, you know, you go ahead and you pull Thames out of the game anyways, right? So why wait for that?
Well, they didn't pull Thames out of the game until the 13th inning.
Right. And I'm saying eventually they did so, right, Mike?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I think what he's waiting for is an opportunity a little bit later on. I think John Farrell is it seems to be that the seventh inning for him is not late. The eighth or ninth is. And if the Blue Jays had gotten a runner on, if David Cooper had reached base in the eighth inning, I think we would have seen Rajay Davis come out and pinch run for him, something like that. But I think he thought the seventh inning was too early. But it's not unfair. In a tie game, in the seventh, it's a good weapon to have, and you have two catchers on the bench, so it's not that big a deal to lose J.P. Arencibia right there for the opportunity to score with only one out.
Right.
Right. Now, but I don't think that's what cost them the game. It's far from a guarantee that that run's going to score. What's interesting is that after that single by J.P. Arencibia, the Blue Jays didn't have another hit till the 12th inning. That's what cost them the game more than anything else, but the Rangers do have a great bullpen. Wendy is in Toronto on our flagship Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Wendy, go ahead and let your frustrations out.
I want to know why they didn't bring Brandon Morrow out to finish the game. He pitched less than one inning yesterday. And if he would have won this game, it would have been a redemption for him.
He threw 46 pitches yesterday in pitching his two-thirds of an inning.
Yeah.
It would not have been a good idea to bring him back.
Why not?
Because he threw 46 pitches yesterday. You don't bring a reliever back who threw 46 pitches the day before.
Well, we did.
Well, because it was an absolute emergency.
Well,
and these guys are used to pitching
Brandon
on back-to-back days.
Three out.
No, Brandon Morrow, I would never have put Brandon Morrow in that situation. Never. This is a guy who, for the last 3 years, has been exclusively a starting pitcher. He's had arm problems before. You don't want to, you don't bring in a starting pitcher the day after his start. You're just asking for trouble. And it's not worth losing the guy who's been your best pitcher to win one game.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. I know that a lot of people said that on Twitter. Bring in Brandon Morrow. It's just, no, doesn't work that way. Chris is in Toronto, also listening to the Blue Jays talk on our flagship Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Jays lose 8-7 in 13 to the Texas Rangers. A frustrating loss. So, Chris, I'm letting people unleash their frustrations.
Mike, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
That's good, man. Listen, I love your insight on baseball. I love listening to you. I don't know what the Toronto Blue Jays are. What are they ranked as far as a bullpen goes in the MLB right now? I have no idea. Do you know?
Well, what do you mean by rank?
Like,
I
mean, I don't know. I'm not a statistician. Are they ranked in the top? You know. The top 16 or the bottom 16 kind of thing.
Well, there are only 30 teams in Major League Baseball.
Oh, there you go. Okay, top 15, bottom 15.
By what? Yeah. By earned run average? By whip? By opponents? You know, I mean, there are so many things that you can rank.
Rank as far as wins, losses, saves, ERA. Is there a ranking for that?
Bullpen wins and losses don't matter.
I'm not just saying bullpen wins and losses. I'm saying, is there a ranking?
No, there's
for that,
no then? There's no quarterback rating for bullpens in baseball. You have to look at individual stats. Why?
But I'll say this much, Mike. I'm at the point right now is I'm sure a lot of your callers and maybe even yourself a little bit, I don't know. But when you're winning 7-5 in a game against Texas that you need,
why do you need it?
It's
May 26th.
Can I finish, Mike?
Sure, but just make sense, please.
Let me finish, Mike. Please let me say my thing, and then you can talk.
If you're going to yell at me, I'm going to hang up on you.
I will let you finish, Chris.
Okay, you're gone. I'm sorry. No. I will let you finish if you make sense. If you stop making sense, I will interrupt you. That's the way it works. Jason is in Halifax, listening on Sportsnet590.ca. Welcome to the Blue Jays talk.
Thanks. Hang up on that guy, will you, please?
I did.
All right. I got two comments. One is I think Alex Antopoulos has probably already told his secretary to get the plane tickets ready for that Igarashi guy.
That may well be true.
I'm thinking strategy. Like, why didn't they just get Igarashi to put Hamilton on first since they had first base open and then bring in Frazier to face Beltre, even though, you know.
Because Hamilton was the winning run.
Yeah, but it's still a little bit easier. You know, Hamilton's mashing it all the time.
Well, is he, though?
Yeah.
He only had one hit so far today.
You said it earlier, he's hitting a home run every 8 at-bats or something.
He's hitting a home run every...
If that ain't mashing the ball, then I don't know what is.
Well, but that's every 10 plate appearances. So there are 9 out of every 10 plate appearances in which he doesn't hit a home run.
And he didn't hit a home run yesterday
or the day
before.
No, he hit a home run yesterday. But it's about the winning run, right? And again, like I said before, you got your pitcher on fumes. You know that he's likely to give up some hits. So if you put the winning run on,
Hamilton on first,
then two singles wins the game. All right, you said that already, and I'm telling you why I don't think it's true. Repeating it to me isn't going to convince me that it is true. Tell me why that was a better course of action.
Because Hamilton is just mashing the ball. And you got Igarashi. Now, I'm not a baseball deity like the caller from yesterday, and I don't know if Igarashi's a left-hander or a right-hander.
He's a right-hander.
Well, there you go. You don't want, you know.
But he didn't pitch to Hamilton.
Against Hamilton.
He didn't.
Or Frazier going up against Hamilton.
Well, so except that you do.
Put him on first, try for the double play.
Right, except that, again, the winning run is now on base. And you can't anticipate that Hamilton's going to hit a home run. All right, fair enough. And I understand that some people would take that chance. For me, I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to. I'm not going to anticipate that Josh Hamilton's going to hit a home run because the overwhelming majority of his at-bats, he does not hit home runs. Bob is in Toronto listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Bob, let loose your frustrations.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to do that, Mike.
Oh, all right.
No, I am frustrated. I will say so, and I am disappointed with the loss. But I enjoyed this game. I saw a team that battled. That had guys like Vizquel and Laurie doing things at a good time. Yes, there's more experience needed with Alvarez, particularly when you give up a home run. You got to learn a little bit from it, and you don't give up 3 in a row. You're a little wiser, but that comes with experience. This team has battled a lot. We're playing 162 games, and there will be lots of time in the time to come where we'll feel very good that they won 3 or 4 in a row, and maybe with some modifications, they win even more. But let's look at this in the bigger picture. They're a good team, and they're going to get better.
It certainly seems that way. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. It's a good way to keep perspective. They just gave the best team in the American League everything they could handle after getting the clocks cleaned last night. 5-5 all the way to the 13th inning. And again, the bullpen pitched 6 1/3 shutout innings against the best offense in the game. And then they got to the tired guys who they didn't want to use. Jeff in Toronto, listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You're on the Blue Jays talk.
Thanks, Mike. I'm actually going to do the same as Bob. I'm not really going to go all freaky about it and get frustrated with today's game. Yeah, like it was something I prefer to win. I think we had a chance, but you know the way things played out, I really don't see how you could have done things much differently. But my question is, for somebody like Igarashi, because our bullpen's been so taxed the last couple games, is it possible to make a move to maybe bring up a fresh arm from AAA to kind of maybe flip him back down there, bring somebody back up so we have at least one or two more arms we might be able to use for tomorrow and maybe the rest of the road trip?
Uh-huh. Yes, very much. And I anticipate that would happen. I have no idea who it would be. I don't know who's been pitching. I don't know who's fresh. Obviously, you want a guy who hasn't worked in a while or at least who's, you know, reasonably ready to go and potentially suck up some innings tomorrow. So, You kind of want a long guy.
I'm a little dodgy on Drabek. I mean, he's been a little bit inconsistent lately, so that's kind of why I'm a little worried. You know, he's had the walks going up a little bit. Like, I like the progression he's made from last season, don't get me wrong. And to be honest, I'm actually quite happy with the way that the team's playing. I mean, I think people kind of forget that we're probably, if not the youngest team, one of the youngest teams in baseball right now. And a lot of these guys are learning on the fly up here. And I think, you know, they're holding their own. I mean, we're above 500. We're getting a little bit better. Guys are getting their feet wet and things are progressing the right way. There's a couple moves that I'd make, but I'm not going to even go into that now because we're only 45 games into the season. Just let them keep playing it out and see how the things go for the rest of the season.
No, wins now. You have to win now.
I do agree with the winning now, but I mean, I don't think people should be freaking out about a loss like today, because a loss like today is something that'll teach them how to win tomorrow. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I do think that you know, games like these are good games. I don't know if they teach you how to win, because I don't know if it's possible, you know, to quote unquote learn how to win. But I do think that. This is a good experience to have. This is a good game to be a part of. And, you know, they wound up on the wrong side.
Exactly.
There you go.
Like, we got 100 more games to go, man. I can just see anything going anywhere but up for these guys. So I'm not too concerned. If it's one game, let's see how we do tomorrow.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Blue Jays lose in very frustrating fashion. 8-7 in 13 innings to the Texas Rangers today. Dan is in Toronto on our flagship Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Dan, let loose your frustrations.
No, I just had a question for you about the ninth inning. I agree with your perspective on how to handle Hamilton there.
The 13th.
indeed, 13th.
Yeah.
I agree. You can't put him on. You have to pitch to him. But the one option that hasn't been mentioned yet, and I don't know if this is reasonable or not, so I'm asking you, since Jay Frey was gassed from the previous two games, I know Igarashi was pitching badly, but it would it have been reasonable to have kept him in to pitch to Hamilton, save Fraser so that maybe he could pitch tomorrow? Would that have been an option?
Well, Fraser didn't really throw enough pitches to blow him out for tomorrow anyway. I don't think so, because I think if you leave Igarashi in, you're saying, all right, that's it. This guy was terrible yesterday. He's been terrible so far tonight. We leave him in, we lose the game. And by bringing in Fraser, you're still giving yourself at least a chance to hold on and win it.
Right. Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that I can't imagine that Ryota Igarashi is still going to be on the roster in the morning. I just can't. And looking down at Vegas and pitching lines, I guess – someone suggested on Twitter that Aaron Laffey might be the guy the Blue Jays call up to be a long guy. It's not possible because he just started 2 days ago and threw seven innings, so he wouldn't be able to go tomorrow. I think you're looking at someone potentially like a Chad Beck, though he's a one-inning guy, potentially someone like Jim Hoey, though he, too, is a one-inning guy, not on the 40-man roster. As people you may want to call up, Brett Cecil is supposed to pitch tonight in Double A, New Hampshire. So it's and Scott Richmond is supposed to pitch tonight for Vegas. So it is worth keeping an eye on those games to see if those guys actually do pitch, because those would be a couple of guys I could see very definitely calling up to try to help out and suck some innings up. So those are a couple of possibilities, certainly, because the Blue Jays do need some arms. Luke is in Midland. You're on the Blue Jays talk. Luke, let them frustrations go.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for taking the call. I just wanted to say that, I don't get the calls that are coming in complaining about this team consistently. Like, every night I hear it on your show, the people complaining about them. We just gave the best team in the league a run for their money and took them to, 13 innings?
Yep.
Yeah, and it was a close game, a great game, entertaining to watch the whole time, and I don't know what there is to complain about. I mean, Alvarez pitched great up until that 3-home-run inning, and I also don't understand the people that say we should have walked Hamilton. I agree with you. You just don't put the winning run on base for free.
That's not as cut and dried as some of the other stuff. I mean, I can understand how people may want to have walked. You could be scared of Josh Hamilton and want to walk him. I mean, there's reason behind that line of thinking. I don't believe in it. But
well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I agreed with them walking him the first time around, but in that situation, I don't think
he wasn't, that was right. He wasn't the winning run that first time around, exactly.
Yeah, and that's all I wanted to say. I just don't think there's much to complain about this team. But.
You are in a distinct minority, Luke, and I appreciate the call. It's good to hear from you. Informed by @minorleaguer on Twitter that Brett Cecil has already thrown 4 innings and 66 pitches tonight. So Brett Cecil's not an option. The Vegas game starts in 10 minutes. So if Scott Richmond starts that game, then you know he's not an option. But if he doesn't, and for some reason, game day's not up yet on the minor league side. So we're not sure quite what's going on with that game. But if they make that change and Richmond doesn't start, then you can pretty much feel safe that he's on his way to Texas. I'd love to be able to get to another caller or three, but the clock is our enemy. So I apologize for that. But we will get a chance to Blue Jays talk it up again tomorrow, after the Jays wrap up this series with the Texas Rangers and with a Blue Jay roster that may look a little bit different than it did today, after an 8-7 loss in 13 innings to the Texas Rangers. We will check out the scoreboard, see what else is going on around the big leagues when we come back. It is the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Baseball Control in Toronto, the Blue Jays 8-7 losers to the Baltimore Orioles. No, not to the Baltimore Orioles at all, to the Texas Rangers. Getting ahead of myself at the scoreboard here. In 13 innings. What else happened this afternoon? The Yankees beat Oakland 9-2. Baltimore lost 4-3 to Kansas City. So the Jays remain 5 games back of the Orioles, but now a game and a half back of the Yankees for third place. Right now, Boston is home to Tampa, and that's a 0-0 game in the top of the 5th inning. David Price against Josh Beckett. Elsewhere, it was Detroit over Minnesota 6-3. White Sox beat the Indians 14-7. Right now, the Angels lead the Mariners 1-0. That game is in the 5th inning. The Blue Jays wrap up this road trip, and they will try to avoid a 5-game losing streak. And it'll be Kyle Drabek against Yu Darvish. These two hooked up in Toronto at the end of April, and when Drabek left after 6 innings, the Blue Jays were down only 2-1. They wound up losing by a score of 4-1. And they're hoping not for a repeat tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 2:30 Eastern for a 3:05 first pitch. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Joe Sicilia, and Derek Brandeo, I'm Mike Wilner. Good evening from Toronto.